Long queues for coronavirus testing are forming across the east of Beijing. The capital's Chaoyang district has ordered all those living and working here to be tested. It follows the discovery of at least 41 cases in recent days.
I do worry, but what can you do? You just have to trust and do what the government tells you. That's why I'm here.
I'm not too concerned. I have prepared 1 week's worth of food at home. That should be enough.
The warning prompted panic buying on Sunday. The shelves of many supermarkets and grocery stores have been emptied. Officials are trying to reassure the public, saying supply chains for essential goods are secure.
Retail, supermarket stores, community vegetable shops, and direct sale stores have a steady supply of daily necessities.
At least 28 neighborhoods have been put under lockdown, and 1,200 close contacts sent to quarantine centers.
More than 3.5 million people must undergo testing 3 times this week as Beijing races to contain this latest outbreak. Leaders here are anxious not to repeat the mistakes made in Shanghai, where experts say infections were identified too late.
Most of Shanghai's 25 million residents remain confined to their homes. The commercial center reported more than 17,500 new cases on Monday. 138 deaths from the virus have been officially confirmed there in recent weeks. Most were elderly and unvaccinated, though some say the real death toll is higher. Residents say access to food and necessities has improved, though the indefinite lockdown, first imposed at the beginning of the month, has sparked widespread anger and desperation. A viral social media video criticizing the government's heavy-handed zero-tolerance approach has been censored online. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.